You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee of OaklandA's.com. And let's talk about the winter meetings. You have the most difficult job in baseball among reporters because you cover the most mercurial general manager there is in Billy Beane. And I think for many people, I'll ask the question, what is he doing?
I think I'm still trying to figure out what he's doing. I don't know that anyone knows what he's doing. But we're probably going to be finding out, you know, here while we're here in San Diego and in the weeks to come. I mean, it's a little confusing, you know, when he goes out, signs Billy Butler to a 3-year, $30 million deal, you're thinking, okay, you know, they're collecting guys and they're going to contend next year. And then a few weeks later, they subtract Josh Donaldson, and now they've subtracted Brandon Moss. And you're like, but wait a minute, you know, what we thought was going on isn't. Now what is going on? And I think because those moves just kind of contradict each other, it's a little confusing. Clearly, the A's are in kind of a retooling mode. Billy Beane's never been a fan of the word rebuilding. And I think it's also kind of maybe a slap in the face to his current players, because clearly they do have a lot of talent still on that roster. They have great pitching. I mean, from the rotation to the bullpen, they still have fantastic pitching. But you're kind of wondering what's going on with the lineup. And I feel like there's so much more to be done and so many things we don't know, you know, that's yet to come, that we really can't draw any conclusions based on what has happened. I think we have to wait this out and see what's next, because hopefully, I mean, I'm assuming they do have a plan at the end of all this.
Well, he always does, and he is always making moves that keeps people guessing. And yet there's the one big issue that's lurking, and that's Jeff Samardzija. We're all waiting for John Lester to make some sort of decision, and then we can, I guess, figure everything out off of that. But Samardzija, in your estimation, good as gone, and how do you see this playing out?
I would think so. I mean, there's been, you know, some thought that the A's could hang on to him, you know, see how the first half plays out, and then maybe get a greater return for him at the trade deadline next year. But, I mean, his value is so high right now, and you know there's going to be those teams who miss out on, you know, the Lesters and the Scherzers, or who know they can't even get those guys to begin with, who see potential in trading for Samardzija. The only thing is, you only have him for 1 year. So how much are you willing to give up for 1 year of Samardzija? I think that's what a lot of teams are talking about right now. The A's probably won't grant, you know, a window for other teams to kind of negotiate maybe a longer deal. And I think Samardzija isn't interested in a longer deal right now. He wants to get to free agency. He wants the opportunity, you know, at the end of next season to be able to do what John Lester and Max Scherzer are doing right now. And you see the money they're getting, and you know, there's Samardzija thinking, well, let me, you know, see what I can do. And he's said that all along. He wants to get to free agency. So he's been linked to the White Sox, and the White Sox, I think, would love to lock him up. I don't think it happens. I think they're still interested, though, even if they do get him for 1 year. But them, and I'm sure the Red Sox, who have also been linked to him, you know, they're wondering, well, how much should we give up if we only have him for 1 year? So it will be interesting, but I do think, you know, when all is said and done, he will be somewhere other than Oakland, just because, you know, the market for pitching, you just can't see a guy like that who is clearly available not going anywhere.
It is a mysterious thing with Billy Beane. This morning, Brandon Moss traded to Cleveland for Joe Wendell. What's the reaction? I mean, it's very early, but what's the early reaction to this move?
Yeah, Joe Wendell's a name I had heard for a while, and I kept thinking, well, that can't be all they're getting. You know, this is, I mean, Brandon Moss is, I mean, he's a guy that's hit 25-plus home runs the past three seasons. So you're wondering, you know, why are they just getting a minor league infielder? And, you know, they listen to their scouts a lot, and so I'm sure they think very highly of Wendell. I know the Indians did too. He was a little bit blocked in the system, and the A's are collecting as many middle infielders as possible. So it fits the need, but for someone who is about to make, you know, $7 million in arbitration like Moss is, and the production he's given the club, it almost felt like they were just kind of giving him away for not much at all. So I think the return is a little bit questionable in this case. You know, you look back to the Donaldson deal and you say, okay, you know, that's probably a good deal so long as this works out, this guy works out, this guy works out. But there's multiple pieces in there. And so I think my initial reaction was just surprise in that Wendell was all they got, and who knows, he could be end up being a very valuable piece for them. But for a guy like Moss, who has given them so many home runs, you know, driven in so many runs over the last few years, that part was a little bit confusing.
It's an interesting point, though, because when I think of Billy Bean, I think of him really as kind of a volume trader, right? And the Donaldson deal would follow suit. You get Brett Laurie, and you get three prospects. They don't all have to work out, but he likes to play the odds. And then you see this one with Moss, Joe Wendell. And it's as if he knows something perhaps nobody else knows. And
yeah,
sometimes he does.
And I mean, people are talking about salary dump, but, I mean, Moss is going to make $7 million. And while that's you know, a bit steep for the A's, it's still only $7 million for a 30-home run guy. So... you know, they are clearly trying to get younger and, you know, in doing so, maybe shedding payroll a little bit. But this couldn't be about the money with Moss because, you know, he's still making less than $10 million. And, I mean, he's making less than Billy Butler will make. And he's arguably, you know, a better first base option and can provide just as much pop, if not more. So I don't really buy into that it was about shedding payroll, because $7 million, it's kind of a steal for a guy like that. But he is coming off hip surgery. I think that's what we do have to remember. Hips can get complicated too in the rehab process. He's hoping to be ready by the start of the season, but you know, you don't know. So maybe there was something there that the A's were a little hesitant about.
Okay, so as you put in the long hours these next couple of days, what one or two things that you've got your eye on that you think you might see?
I think after today, now that we know Moss is officially gone, I think that's, you know, the first thing we expected. You know, we kind of wait and see where John Lester goes and then which teams go after Jeff Samardzija, because you have to think that even if it doesn't happen this week, in the coming weeks, I mean, I do think that Samardzija will be traded.
But would you guess that Billy would try and turn that around as quickly as possible?
I would think so, yeah. And I mean, I've heard he's already been in serious discussions with teams involving Samardzija. Right. And you have to think that these teams that maybe some of them aren't in on a Lester, they know that once Lester signs, other teams are going to be in the mix. So they've got to get something done or as close to being done as they can from their end. So it wouldn't surprise me if something happened sooner than later.
How does last year's collapse, if you will, I think that's probably a little too strongly worded, but that shift in the way the season went so dramatically after the great start, the sad finish, how much does that affect the way Billy goes about business? We always think of him as such a black and white numbers kind of guy, and I know those characterizations are probably overdone as well, but how much does the emotional turn of last year affect what he does now?
I don't know that he's going to, you know, let emotions get the best of him. I think he's been doing this too long for that to happen. And, you know, he understands the game. And, I mean, this isn't the first time the A's have been, you know, disappointed in the playoffs. They're getting very familiar with early postseason departures. So for Billy, I think it's just, you know, just another offseason, like, as normal. I don't think anything that happened in the second half really impacts it. I think he's going about business as usual. We might not understand that right now, but, you know, like we said before, he always has a plan. You know, you go back, you know, to a lot of things he's done that maybe at the time didn't make sense. The offseason that he traded Trevor Cahill, Gio Gonzalez, and Andrew Bailey, and fans everywhere thinking, what is he doing? And then they win the division the next year. So, you know, I think he's just kind of, you know, doing what he always does. And whether or not we understand it, he doesn't care. You know, he's been doing this a while, and clearly, you know, he has something up his sleeve.
We have to wrap it up, but I want to ask you, too, one last thing. Is there a young player coming up, some prospect that maybe affects the way he thinks about some of these moves too, that people maybe aren't all that aware of.
You know, they're kind of lacking in the upper levels of the minors, and I think that's why he's making some of these moves to add depth. But Daniel Robertson is a guy, you know, they foresee him at shortstop, not next year, but in 2016. So really, you know, the big talk is their pursuit of a shortstop, but they kind of just need a temporary replacement for Jed Lowrie until Robertson is ready. And, you know, how he develops this year, it will certainly be important. So I think, you know, because they know he's there, have him in, you know, the back of their minds, that is kind of impacting how they're going about finding a shortstop. And it's why, you know, they probably won't dip into the free agent market, because those guys are looking for multi-year deals and the A's aren't interested in those. So I think that is one guy to watch for, and also, you know, a reason why, you know, maybe they're not going out for the shortstop that a lot of people think they should get.
Okay. Great stuff as always, Jane. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jane Lee, OaklandA's.com. And for Jane, I'm Dave Raymond. We thank you for listening to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kidswear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.